Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Morning Commute, God-fearing, liberty-loving, gun-toting American MAGA Patriots. Ultra MAGA Patriots. Good morning to all. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there, and welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
I think we've got good news to be fired up about today.
We do, and I'll tell you what, who's really fired up are the radical communist anti-Americans are flipping out right now.
Yep.
I have some great quotes here on the Supreme Court ruling, which is still, this is a poke in the eye to the communists. Really, this is not something really that wonderful from a patriot's perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, John Roberts is like, no, just to be clear, the Second Amendment rights, you know, no right is unlimited. You know, the Second Amendment is not an unlimited right. So he wanted to be real sure to throw that in there. Which, you know, to a degree, I agree that you know, like, for example, surface-to-air missiles, those should be stored in an armory under the control of the militia commander. You know, so not anybody could just, because you don't want just anybody getting their hands on those things.
Right.
So there should be, you know, weapons of mass destruction or something that's capable of killing a lot of people, you know, should be controlled.
And see, what you just said there is very interesting and relevant, especially with their language that they're trying to use with weapons of war, right? You know, not handguns, not even, you know, an AR-15 or whatever. It's now they want to call everything weapons of war, you know, to make it sound so much more dramatic than it actually is.
And
you know?
So much emphasis was placed on this, that you have a right. The Second Amendment protects your right to defend yourself, right? Like to have a handgun concealed, which is true, but that's not what the Second Amendment is for. So the danger of this...
It's not for hunting. It's not for just protecting yourself in an alley.
Right. Is creeping in is that the Second Amendment exists for one purpose only. So you can go out at night to a restaurant and have a gun in case you get accosted on the way in the parking lot going back to your car.
Right.
That's not what this... Matter of fact, the original case was that the firearm for, actually, this goes back to I think 1917 or 1920 something ruling, where this guy had a shotgun and it was in violation of this local law. The argument was, you do not have the right to have this shotgun because it's not a weapon of war. The Second Amendment protects your right to have military firearms for national defense, for the security of a free state, and a shotgun is not a weapon of war. So you don't have the constitutional right to have this short-barreled, sawed-off shotgun. Well, since then, it's morphed into this. They've twisted the argument and basically saying you have the right to have this for self-defense. You know, it's not a weapon of war, but it is for self-defense, and we uphold your right, you know, for that.
Right.
But so, I mean, this is what's happened, this gradualism, this incrementalism that's taken place over the years. Now we have, you know, we're celebrating because the Supreme Court's arguing you have the right to have a concealed handgun for self-defense.
Right. When there is no extra language to the Second Amendment, there's no ands, there's no ifs, buts, or anything like that. You know, I mean, it ends. It's shall not be infringed, period.
Exactly. And they are for holding off tyranny. It's to be able to resist tyranny.
Yes, tyrannical government.
Yeah. And the arguments of the Founding Fathers were, it was very clear that the citizenry should have weapons adequate for repelling a government, including a standing army, which means all of the same weapons to be able to keep the the government from becoming tyrannous.
Right. And it's not a terrorist notion that the people have been given the right to keep their government in check.
Right.
Like they would like you to believe right now. And that is so far from the truth. They wrote that for a reason. They specifically said it that way.
Yes.
For that specific reason alone.
So this is what's happening. Like I've got a whole list of quotes from those on the left who are just spinning out, talking about fired up. Keith Olbermann, like who really cares what he thinks anyway, but this is one of just so many voices on the left that are just spinning out. He says, it has become necessary to dissolve the Supreme Court of the United States. The first step is for a state. The court has now forced guns upon to ignore this ruling. Great. You're a court. Why and how do you think you can enforce your rulings? This narrative is actually starting to take off, where the sentiment now is we're going to do whatever we want anyway because the Supreme Court has no enforcement powers.
Oh,
so
right.
I mean, you don't have an army, you don't have a police force, so it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says. We're going to do what we want anyway. To heck with you, because you can't even enforce your rulings. So, neener, neener.
Wow, these people need to be brought under control because they, I mean, that's like an anarchist, there's elements of anarchy in that. There's also the communist lying, deceptive element in that. There's so many ridiculous elements of that are illegal in this nation, and they are
right.
So wrong in saying any of it.
Right. And they're saying the irony is that the Supreme Court is about ready to overturn your constitutional right to have an abortion.
Oh,
right. But they're going to say you have the right to defend yourself is constitutional. Then they're going to overthrow something, a constitutional right.
No, those are the people that want their cake and eat it too.
And right?
Where everything always is in their favor.
I'm
always
racking my brain here trying to think which amendment was that that gives you the right to murder an unborn child. I
got to
go back.
I don't recall.
I've got my pocket constitution here, and I've gone all through it. I can't find it.
Yes, and, right, exactly.
Yeah, and I can't find anywhere in the Constitution where it's illegal or it's unconstitutional to pray in school. I can't find it.
Right, right.
So,
well, and that's just exactly what they keep thinking, is that everything they want, they should get it, and they should get it now. Otherwise, they'll throw a temper tantrum and go down and burn, loot, and murder in the nearest town, right?
Okay, so listen to this. Kathy Hochul, I can't remember how to pronounce her last name, the governor of New York, I believe, here on Town Hall, says this: I would like to point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at that time, when the Constitution was written, were muskets. I'm prepared to go back to muskets, close quote.
Oh, please.
Okay, so governor, you know what? You go first. I want all of your entire security detail for your Capitol, the New York Capitol Police, and all of your security detail that protects and defends the governor to have muskets and only muskets.
Well, not even that. I mean, the whole military, every military weapon that the military has right now, just reduce it back to muskets.
Yeah, because even for those who argue, it says a well-regulated militia. That means the military. That's the National Guard and that's the military, right? Okay, so you're going to make sure that they only have muskets, because at the time the Constitution was written, your argument that means the military, so our military should only have muskets.
Right.
Is that what they're saying? So, I mean, they don't even know what they're saying, but
that's the funny part, is they don't know what they're saying. They don't know their history. They don't know the history of this nation. They don't know.
Right.
I mean, all they know is what is presented to them in deceptive statements that are placed right in front of their nose.
Yeah.
They do absolutely no research. They have no knowledge of anything. And they're just spouting off about everything. I mean,
I've got to throw one more out there. This is from Gavin Nuisance. And just because this is just fun to read these. He writes, a dark day in America. This is a dangerous decision from a court hell-bent on pushing a radical ideological agenda. A radical ideological agenda is for you to be able to defend yourself when you leave your home. That's what whole ruling
is
over.
That's exactly what scares the living daylights out of communists.
And I continue, infringing on the rights of states to protect our citizens from being gunned down in our streets, schools, and churches. Shameful. How's that working in L.A., Governor Newsom?
How's it working in Chicago?
How's that working in Chicago or Detroit or Baltimore or on and on?
Right.
You know,
ad
nauseum. And so, but this comes down to your right to defend yourself, protected, a God-given natural right that is enumerated in the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't give you rights. He's arguing that the state's rights are being violated. The state doesn't have rights.
Right.
The state has responsibilities and duties and limitations, which are outlined in each state's constitution and the federal constitution. The federal government is the most restricted if
That's
they follow
right.
the Constitution.
Yep.
It's not the states that have rights. The citizens have rights. A state doesn't have natural rights.
Right. Well, see, and what's so exciting about this conversation right here is that you and I have extensive experience in Constitution writing, because you and I were both involved in the Constitution Drafting Committee for Liberty State.
Yes.
And
what an awesome
experience. And you and I were the heads of that as well. And so I mean, that was truly, oh my gosh, exhilarating. What an exhilarating thing to
yep.
write another state constitution where we could actually influence and improve, to make improvements on such an amazing document.
Yeah.
That was quite a remarkable thing to even participate in. And
and
we did that for almost 3 years.
Yes.
And it was extremely productive.
Well, it made
and
us go into the Constitution, the federal Constitution.
Yeah.
It also forced us to examine other states' constitutions,
right.
the preambles, and so on. And one of the things that was so important for us to place emphasis on for Liberty State was teeth.
Yep.
Because the elected officials, and worse than that, unelected bureaucrats are absolutely fearless. They have
yep.
no fear of ramifications, of consequences, of violating citizens' rights, which they do on a regular basis.
Yep.
And they act unconstitutionally. They take authority that no constitution gives them, and what little authority they do have under their state's constitutions through their legislatures is abused with no accountability.
That's right.
And their career, their career bureaucrats. And one of the things that we added in there, that it was a crime. It was a imprisonable, punishable crime to violate a citizen's rights.
That's right.
To violate the Constitution, violate the citizens' rights. And that's biblical. I mean, you know, even, well.
Well, and technically that already exists, but nobody is willing to back that up, that is in those positions of authority.
Right.
And so we gave teeth to that as well.
U.S. Title 18, 242 and
right.
243, violating a citizen's constitutional rights under the color of authority.
Right.
Well, but it's A, not enforced. B, it's still too vague. It's
that's,
way
that's
too vague.
The whole problem is that the lack of enforcement.
Right, which we also included ombudsmen in that, which
yep.
are enforcers,
yep.
you know, fighting for the citizens' rights, actually the punishers.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that was a very cool experience. So
yep.
who knows what will breathe life back into that one day.
That's right.
So, all right, let's get to the word of the day. Very fiery conversation.
Yes, because we've got so much to cover.
Yes,
without a doubt. And yet this part is the most important part of all. And news schmooze compared to the good news of the gospel.
That's right.
And so I could talk about this good news all day long. The word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Psalm 15, which reads under the title, "The Character of Those Who May Dwell with the Lord." Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. And that's it. It's all of Psalm 15. It's
wow.
only five verses, but that's a great question.
Yes.
Who who may abide in your tabernacle, Lord? Who may dwell in your holy hill? I pray for that. I pray for that a lot, that I would just be able to, once I get there, I don't want my own house. I want to be able to be right next to the Lord. I want to watch him
right
at work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to see what he does and hear what he has to say all the time. And so who qualifies to do any such thing? And is there anybody that he wants, you know? And apparently that answers that question.
Right.
So Psalm 15, that's just amazing. So if you're like me, and that's exactly where you hope to be, I guess that's kind of a little bit of an introduction to that.
That's really cool. And I agree. I want to be right there with the Lord. I mean, it's not going to be sitting around playing harps and laying around in white robes. And that just sounds boring. It's going to be mind blowing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm excited about that.
No kidding.
Looking forward to it. What is that? Want to put that scripture out one more time? That's the whole Psalm of...
Psalm 15.
Psalm 15.
There short and sweet.
There we go. I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Short, sweet, and effective.
That's right.
All right. This is The Morning Commute. This segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting, helping to protect your website and provide website hosting services for you. That's tlcwebhosting.com. Check them out, and we'll be back right after this. Taking you into the break, a little bit of Coleman Underground, Rumors of War. Rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
I will also ask the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message.
In the schools, textbooks are rewritten to tell the communist version of history.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply
to
have
change
a
the meaning of words like religion and duty and democracy. The communists set out to brainwash the people.
Do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
14-year-old Polish children learn from textbooks like these.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
You know what? You want to know something? We always win.
Welcome back to segment two on this Fired Up Friday. Thank you guys all for being with us. Segment two is brought to you by Katie Armor, serious body armor for serious times, Christian Patriot owned business. It's spelled C-A-T-I, like come and take it. C-A-T-I, katiearmor.com. And also, we appreciate those sponsors. They do help offset some of the costs. We really appreciate those of you who have stepped up so far to help us just keep inching closer to our goal for our 2-year anniversary airtime drive right now to keep us on the air. It all depends on you. This is listener supported. So thank you guys out there. Hey, something to keep your head on a swivel for. Remember, don't leave home without it, right? Speaking of being able to defend yourself, their law enforcement are putting out warnings now for increased criminal activity due to this Supreme Court ruling expected maybe even today as far as overturning Roe versus Wade. So like Jane's Revenge and some of these others who have been attacking churches with firebombs and making death threats against anybody who supports the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Churches, birthing centers, any type of pro-life organization with an office, you know, these pregnancy help centers that are, you know, Christian-based, they're I mean, these are communist revolutionaries. We're actually seeing what their intent always has been. And so just be safe out there. Have good situational awareness. Don't be in, you know, condition white. Be in condition yellow at least, you know. So, all right, Lady Liberty, we've got a bunch of stuff to hit on. So let you take it away.
Well, we sure do. And with such exciting news, I could hardly wait to even share this. We all saw what happened this week in Texas with the Texan Republican GOP writing the resolution saying that they denounced Biden as the legally elected president. They rejected it.
That's right.
And lo and behold, this is so awesome. I really, really hope this is just the beginning of something that's going to take off. Breaking news. Maricopa County Republican Committee Executive Board unanimously passes the resolution to reject 2020 presidential election.
Woohoo!
That was reposted by General McInerney from an article here from BrianFerentz.com news. And it says here in this article where they have posted this resolution, which we will be posting to our website and our Telegram channel as well, so that everyone can read this and go running this straight to your own Republican county committee and ask them that they do the same exact thing and let this just take off like a wildfire. Because this whole resolution, we'll post it. It says here on Tuesday, June 21st, 2022, I introduced a resolution rejecting the certification of the 2020 presidential election, similar to that passed by the Texas GOP, which the Maricopa County Republican Committee Executive Board approved unanimously. See the full resolution below. And then it goes through and reads all the whereas, and be it resolved by the Executive Board of the Maricopa County Republican Committee.
Awesome.
So, can I just say, God bless you guys for that. And I just hope it just keeps catching on like wildfire across the whole
nation.
That's
right. Get a hold of your local precinct committee members for your Republican Party. Tell them to get on board and follow this leadership.
Call an emergency meeting if you need to. It has to happen, because basically once everybody agrees that the presidential election is a farce, that can only mean one thing. There were only two candidates that were running. And if the one guy turns out to be a fraud, which he did, that only leaves one conclusion, that the other guy won.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what just needs to happen. I mean, everybody does realize it was a stolen election. The Democrats are saying it's not true, but they know that it's true. And they've even said, many of them have said, we don't care. We don't care if it was stolen. We don't care. Whatever it took to get Trump out is fair game.
Right.
You know, so when you offer them proof, they're just like, so Trump's not in. So that's the only thing that matters to them.
And yet that's just not the case. You know, it's you have to follow the laws. This is, you can't say, oh, you know, hide behind the Constitution if it fits us and then ignore it if it doesn't. You know, you can't have it both ways.
Well, and they're trying. And they basically just admit we are now in a situation where we're without the rule of law. When they are calling for the overthrow of the Supreme Court or whatever the Supreme Court rules on, it doesn't matter. If it doesn't fit our agenda, we're going against it. That is a loss of the rule of law. And
absolutely,
that's these people. Yep. This is what we're up against. They're lawless, they're godless, and they want to write a whole new set of rules. So we're obviously going to be, we're going to stand against that. So,
gladly. And because we've talked about this at length, that the laws don't apply only sometimes to some people. They have to apply all the time to everybody.
Yes.
And so, I mean, just even sticking to that is good enough for me, you know?
That's right.
It's not asking that much. Just do your job, follow the law, uphold your oath of office. It's simple.
Except the following the law means restricting them.
Right.
And that's what it really all comes down to.
Which leads us right back to the origins of the Second Amendment.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, really, they're not giving the citizens really any choice. They're calling the fundamental right to defend yourself a radical ideology that's, you know, taking over. Obviously, we're past the point of irreconcilable differences. I mean, or being able to reconcile our differences.
Or so they would have us think that you know that they've got the majority, which they don't. They just have the media.
Right.
You know, and so they can make it sound like a whole bunch more support than they actually have, and which they've been caught red-handed on. And in fact, we've caught them multiple times where their polls are grossly inaccurate until their own polls show they actually truly only have about 20 to 24% support across the nation.
Yeah.
And so then you suddenly go, oh, yes, that's right. That's who we're dealing with is liars.
Exactly. Well, the liars right at the top and all the puppeteers that are pulling Biden strings has got him saying that these gas prices are a Putin tax. The Putin gas tax.
Yeah.
Right? It's always somebody else's fault. It's not their own policies. When we've got him, you know, there he is saying in response to questions about, you know, would you harm blue-collar workers and jobs and stuff if that means going with your green energy policy and shutting down oil? And he says, yes, absolutely, you bet.
Yeah, it's just astounding, you know, isn't it?
But it'll be someone else's fault.
Right.
All right.
And they can't wait to blame somebody else.
That's right.
So, well, I have one last thing to add here.
Okay.
That's so, so cool. This is great news. It says here, 30,000 farmers from all over the Netherlands are converging in Stro in the center of the country against the government's plan to drastically reduce nitrogen emissions from the agricultural sector, which should force some of them to stop their activity. How cool is that?
Wow.
We're actually seeing there, you know, this is in the Netherlands, 30,000 farmers revolt against this prepared climate restriction.
Yep. More climate emergencies coming out all the time. I'm going to be talking about that on Sunday night.
It's awesome, though. There's footage. It shows them all heading across this huge bridge and 30,000 of them in a revolt.
Wow. That's good to see. I'd like to see a lot more of that, you know, especially across the European countries. There's people there that love their countries and they see they don't agree with the direction they're being taken.
They
either.
Realize they have to act.
Yeah, they have to act. You have to act. And sometimes, you know, you don't have the Second Amendment. You got to use a tractor, you know, and block traffic. You know?
That works too.
All right, guys, we're out of time. You have a blessed, safe weekend and join us Monday morning right here at 7 a.m. Same place, same time.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.